Welcome to you all to day four of our Advent adventure, and a very happy St. Andrew's Day to you all. Let our adventure continue. Today, St. Andrew's Day, the 30th of November, the last day of November, and something that Advent doesn't really begin until the 1st of December. And we've had these extra days from Sunday. But I hope you enjoy the wee bit of chocolate or whatever is behind the windows on the Advent calendar from tomorrow. But today, St. Andrew's Day. What do we know about St. Andrew? Well, let's turn to John's Gospel and a few words there where we read. The next day, John the Baptist, was standing there again with two of his disciples when he saw Jesus start walking by. "There is the Lamb of God," he said. The two disciples heard him say this and went with Jesus. Jesus turned, saw them following him, and asked, "What are you looking for?" They answered, "Where do you live, Rabbi?" That word means teacher. "Come and see," he answered. It was then about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they went with him and saw where he lived and spent the rest of that day with him. One of them was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. At once he found his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah." This word means Christ. Then he took Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas." This is the same as Peter and means a rock. So there's the first time in John's Gospel that we hear of Andrew. And right from the very beginning, he's recorded as Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. And it was Andrew who, having found Jesus himself, went to his brother and said, "We found the Messiah." Peter, Simon Peter, the one of the 12 disciples that probably often is there at the top of the list. The one who would lead the church following Jesus' death and resurrection came to know Jesus because his wee brother told him. And Andrew, we don't know much about him. He just gets a few mentions in the Gospel. One of the other is a time when some Greeks, some outsiders, are introduced to Jesus. And so Andrew becomes one of the first missionaries, as it were, taking the good news. But so often, the one who was out of the limelight, and that he gave to brother Peter. And how often it is that the really important things are done in the quiet sidelines, out of the bright limelight. And the church needs those folk. We need the Andrews and we need the Peters. St. Andrew's Day, obviously an important day in Scotland and around the world, as many remember, the patron saint of Scotland. Scotland, for many, many years, from the time of David Livingstone and other Scottish missionaries going out to Malawi, has been an important Scottish link. And in 2010, I was able to visit Malawi for a few weeks as part of a partnership that my congregation there had with a church in northern Malawi. And over the years, I have kept in touch with Logan Kumwenda. He is Logan, L-O-G-E-N. And in the wee video clip that we're about to see recorded on Zoom, I did wonder if I had been spelling his name wrongly for many years, but he explained that he put his name in as Logan, L-O-G-A-N, because he knew that was more familiar with us here in Scotland. But he is Logan, L-O-G-E-N, and it was great to catch up with him recently. Logan, it's really good to be able to connect like this on Zoom with me here in Scotland at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's 11 o'clock with you in Malawi. We first met in 2009 when you were visiting my church in Fife, where I was at the time. And then I was able to visit Malawi in 2010. And that was a really great experience. Lots of fond memories of that time. And we've kept in touch a bit over the years, and I know that you are a teacher and that you have set up a nursery for the younger children. Tell us a wee bit about Kalembe Nursery School.
Okay, thank you very much, Reverend. In fact, since we met in 2009, then when you came here, then you already know that I'm a special needs education teacher. Mm-hmm. So Kalembe Nursery School is still just small school situated in Ekwendeni. That's Ekwendeni community. And why I did that to establish this school was, firstly, I had an experience as I've been teaching these special needs children for 20 years now. And when we register newcomers from home, most of them I have had come to school at the age of 9, 10, 11, 12, such that the normal age for Malawi students is pupils or learners is 6. So I did see that these students do not go through primary nursery school, and they were just coming to school without any knowledge of nursery school. So we have a lot of problems with the primary school, because these days in nursery school is where they start with these education skills which help them into primary school. So that's why I said, no, why should we leave it like that? Can we not improve? That's why I started this unique nursery school to cater for both the normal kids and the kids with disabilities. And we have all kinds of disabilities at the school now.
Because wonderful, yeah.
Because parents, I have been going around conducting visits to parents of such children. But I contact the parents, most of them. Then those parents are eager now. They bring those children to my school. So I sent these teachers for training at Mzuzu City and the social welfare as well. So after they have been trained, I trained them in the special needs myself, because I'm already in that system. So they handle the children very well. Now, why the name Kalembe? At first, we thought it would be God Knows Nursery School. As you can see somewhere else on the poster, is written God Knows Nursery School. But when we were registering the school to the government, is when they said, we don't register things which are labeled God, something like that. If there's a name of God, something. So the government said no. So I dreamt back of my grandfather, who was Mr. Kalembe Kumwenda. So that's why the name came from my grandparent. Right. That's why we see Kalembe Kumwenda. And Kalembe, yes. So, and kalembe means writing in English. Kalembe, go and write. That is the meaning of kalembe. That's what my grandfather's name was. So this was the initial issue which made me to open up this school. I think you can continue from that.
Excellent. During this Advent, this week, journeying with the theme of hope, and obviously the work that you're doing is bringing hope to many families. Do you want to say a wee bit about just what advantages, what hopes are brought through having the nursery education?
Okay. The hopes which we get, or most parents or kids get from the nursery school, is we expect, and if I make a forum, most of the kids from this nursery school do very well in primary one. In most schools, they go. So that's the hope of good education in the future from this school.
Excellent. So it's giving a really good grounding in, writing, you've mentioned there in the name. So important that we can bring that to all children, to give them the very best experience. Yes. And potential for life. Logan, you mentioned in a message to me recently that the rainy season has come to Malawi. Can you tell us a wee bit about how things are in Malawi? How are the maize crops doing this year?
In fact, the rainy season has really started. But you know, the season of Malawi starts from southern region. That means most of the districts which have received rain are from the southern region of Malawi, seconded by the central region as we go. Now I am in the northern region of Malawi. It is just scattered in the northern region. It's not covering all the districts, but in more especially in the southern region, they have grown the maize. And now they are just concentrating on the affordable input subsidy, the fertilizer. They are buying the fertilizer now. So if it may rain like that, continually, it may bring out good results. But if it may come as it was last year or in the previous years with the floods, then we expect that the crop will not grow well, because this southern region is one mostly usually attacked by the floods, because it is flat. It's a flat land. It's unlike with the us in northern region, because we see mountainous, so don't experience floods mostly. It's especially Karonga and partly Ngatabe, because
I hope that it's a good crop and that all goes well for you. Tell us, how can we find out more about Kalembe Nursery School? You've got a page on Facebook?
Yes, in fact, there is a page on the Facebook. If you like, you can search Kalembe Nursery School. You'll find it.
I'll pop the link in the description down below, and maybe we can get the address for us on screen. We'll do that. And Logan, if we were able to gather a few GB pounds to turn into Malawian kwacha to get to you, what would be some of your hopes if you had a little bit of funding from us here in Scotland? What would you do to develop things at the nursery?
In fact, my major hope would be to improve, to upgrade this nursery school. In fact, where we are operating is just a house. It was built mainly as a dwelling house. It was not built as a nursery school. So initiatively, what we have done is we have constructed a wall part of a new nursery school block, a small one, not very big, which has two rooms and a storeroom. That means it will cater for nursery school 1 to 3, then nursery school 4 to 5 in the other room. Now, 1 to 3, one room, 4 to 5, one room. Because these 4 to 5 are preparing for primary school, which is age 6. So therefore, we train them more, especially how to write, to read, and to handle whatever, ready for the nursery, primary school. So this is my major setback, which is required to be improved. So I've done part of the wall, and partly one room is roofed, but we are remaining with the floor and the plastering and the doors and the windows. This is my hope, that if it can be done, then we are going to improve the nursery school.
Logan, I hope we're able to do a wee something to help support your wonderful work. Just as we finish up, tell me a wee bit about what Equindeni Church is doing as we journey through Advent and towards Christmas time.
In fact, now this time, Equindeni Church is preparing for the celebration of the Jesus Christ, the birth of the Jesus Christ, whereby a lot of activities are organized at the church there. And because I don't have any, I'm just a church member, I'm not having any position there inside, but we go there usually, most of the times we go there. And you observe whatever is done at the church, and we follow all the church intimates which are done there. So most of the times, this time we are gearing towards the celebration of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ, 25th December. And
brilliant.
As we go to early December, we are going to have more programs organized by the church. And with the sessions, when they meet, they'll give us the programs.
Excellent. I hope it's a hopeful, peaceful, joyful, lovely Christmas time when it comes for you all in Equindeni. Logan, it's been wonderful to be able to connect on Zoom. We've often chatted on WhatsApp, and I know this was a first for you on Zoom. And thank you so much for your time, and wish you and the nursery all the very best for Advent, Christmas time, and into next year, and a hopeful future for you all. Logan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Logan. It was a joy to meet up with you. Towards the end there, you had mentioned that you were just a church member. And, you know, the church needs just church members as much as it needs the elders and the ministers, all together sharing their part, and maybe tying in with what I was saying earlier about we need the Andrews as well as the Peters. And the church today continues to need the contributions in different ways from everyone. If anyone would like to support the ongoing work at Kalembe Nursery School, then do be in touch. Occasionally have been able to make a contribution towards the nursery at Kalembe Nursery, and we'll find ways either through the church or through myself. We can get some a wee Christmas gift for Kalembe Nursery School. It's a Wednesday today, and often on a Wednesday, in fact every Wednesday from the beginning of the first lockdown, I've had a wee pause towards the end of the day live on Facebook, 10 o'clock for a Wednesday evening prayer. And we're going to take a wee pause from that during the Advent season and encouraging folk to engage in the Adventure video series. But it is Wednesday. And so let's close our time together now with a short prayer, and we'll say the Lord's Prayer. And on screen will appear the words of the Lord's Prayer in the contemporary English version. We often tend to revert back to the 16th century language of the King James Bible. Our faith is a living 21st century faith, and maybe it's time we caught up with some 20th century language. So I encourage you to use that form of words, but please use whatever language, whatever form is most helpful for you. So let's pray. Lord our God, we pause for a moment and we bring to you our gratitude for all your good gifts to us. We bring to you our thanks for the opportunities to gather together, although we are apart. For the technology that enables this kind of thing to happen. We bring to you our prayers for the church around the world in all its different branches and traditions. And today we remember the work of the Church of Central Africa Presbyterian, CCAP, and especially the congregation in Congo-Weni and Ekwendeni in northern Malawi. We give thanks for Logan and his ministry through the nursery school, bringing opportunity to so many. Lord God, in a moment's quiet, we bring our own prayers for the folk we know and love and those we find hard to love, and for ourselves. All our prayers we bring to you, our God, and we bring all our praying together as we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever. Amen. I hope you are enjoying this adventure series. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe, like and share, let others know, do a wee bit of digital sharing of the good news, the story of Advent and Christmas and Christ coming, that we may have life, life in all its fullness. May hope and peace and joy and love and all God's good gifts be yours and yours to share. Be blessed, be a blessing.